You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Hi, my name is Roseanne Sanyan. I will be one of the speakers for Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victorious Living Foundation. This year's theme is positive disruption. Yes, I said it correctly, positive and disruptive. Join me as I tell you a story of how I made my circumstances one great adventure. Let's dream again. Sign up at www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Date for this life-changing event is October 10th. I will see you there. Like I said, let's dream again.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love in His Version with your host here, Roy Cotton Jr. My two special guests on the show today is a young couple by the name of Daniil and Janicia Francis, and they're married now for 4 years, and they're talking about marriage is beautiful. You're hearing all those very important nuggets wherever you are. Hope you're taking notes as we continue this powerful interview with this beautiful young couple, Janicia. The question I have for you is as follows. You are married for 4 years, as we've just established, and recently celebrated your 4th anniversary. What would you actually say are the ingredients that you have utilized as a wife during those 4 years to make your marriage work and keep the flame burning? And I'll hear from Daniil after as the husband.
The ingredients that I've used is, I must say, it's prayer. And also, I'm just thinking the fact that we just came off of the question with premarital counseling. There is one thing that our pastor spoke about, and this is one thing I've never forgotten, and it has carried us through as a couple, and that is the having a triangular marriage. Now, with that, I'll explain that for a little bit. So you have a triangle. You as the wife, you're at the bottom angle, right? And your husband is at the other bottom end of the triangle. God is at the very top angle. And you and your husband, or you and your spouse, you're working together, you know, to just build a closer relationship with God. So you're trying to get closer to God individually, together, however it is, you're working on getting closer to God. And as you're going up that triangle and you're trying to reach up to God, that is to the very top of that triangle, the closer you get to God, both of you, the closer you get to God. And so that has been something that, you know, has stayed with us, continues to stay with us, you know, as we journey along together on this in this marriage. So keeping Christ at the center, Him being our foundation, that is definitely an ingredient that has kept us and kept us for the 4 years that we've been married.
Wow, I thank you for that. That is very, very important, what you shared a while ago, for persons to understand, as you stated, that aspect of that triangle and having God at the head of that triangle. I appreciate that very much, Janicia. And Daniil, let's hear from you as a husband. What would you say you know, has been the ingredients that you have utilized as a husband during those 4 years, and making sure that the flame keeps burning?
Well, basically, what my wife just mentioned, I definitely endorse everything that she just said about the triangle concept. And so long as you basically use such a concept like that, especially Christian couples, you will have a successful marriage. Another thing, being committed and not committed 20%, and or if I'm committed 20% and my wife, she was in commitment of at 80%, then the marriage would be a success. No, it doesn't work that way. I would have to be committed 100% and my wife 100%. And so long as both of us are committed 100%, then we will have a successful marriage. Bearing in mind that, hey, I mean, it would not be a bed of roses. There would be different bumps on the way, little disagreements here or there. But picture being in a plane. Again, as I speak about me being the captain of the plane and my wife being the co-pilot, and we're in the plane and we are thousands of feet up in the air, and the plane is moving at 400 miles per hour, and something happens, we're in turbulence and so on and so forth. Am I going to say, hey, I had enough of this, I'm going to jump out the plane? Then how are you going to survive that? So you both will have to make your minds up that, hey, I want this marriage to work, and so I'm going to stick through this. I'm not giving up. And eventually, as long as you both are committed, I put my 100, she put her 100%, we will have a successful marriage. I've been given the same concept of looking at the duck gliding on the water in the river. The duck legs are under the river and the duck is paddling. He's working. The duck is working underneath, but on top, the duck is gliding smoothly crying. You would say, wow, look at that. And folks would probably would say the same thing about us. Wow, I admire that marriage, but it's work. There's a lot of work in the background to have such folks now saying that, wow, we admire you, and so on and so forth. It's not perfect, but we are determined and committed to make the marriage work and to love each other. And so long as you adopt that triangular concept where I want to be drawn closer to God and she wants to be drawn closer to God, then we will be drawn closer to each other.
I see. Yeah, that is very powerful. You know, I'm just here listening to both of you, and I'm saying to myself, with you being on radio today and persons listening, and you know, they may have had their thoughts about marriage, today you're actually really giving some very important nuggets to persons who may be considering marriage, but also for persons who may be, you know, seasoned in marriage. It's always good to actually still hear these very important aspects on how a marriage can continue to get stronger, move from strength to strength. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you listen to the show, you would say, well, this definitely needs to have a part two. And I can definitely agree with you. But at this point in time, we're going to continue because there's still got more to share with you. And then we'll be coming to the end of this amazing conversation with both Donil and Junicia Francis on Love and Inspiration, who are here today on the show to share with you all about the beauty of marriage. Now, Donil, I'm thinking here, we read in the Word that, and that's in the Bible, so I'm just going to reference this here, that a wife must submit to her husband, and a husband is to love his wife as Christ loves the church. Junicia, my question to you is as follows. What are your thoughts on that? And in what ways have you submitted to your husband, Donil? And without absolutely compromising your independence as a woman or feeling pressured to serve him as your husband? Share with us, please, Junicia.
Okay, submission, the big word. Mm-hmm. That is something, the Bible says it, God says it, and we just need to follow it. I'm not saying that we're going to be perfect, but we need to be submissive. We need to submit to our husband. We need to submit because God said it. And if he said it, like I said before, we just have to do it. So one of the ways, or a few of the ways that I submit to my husband is I respect him. God has given him to me to lead me, and I am going to respect him. No matter what it takes, I am going to respect him, and I'm going to show him that I am going to respect you as your wife. So that is one. Another thing is that serving my husband, it brings me joy. And anyone who knows me, or you know, we have had conversations like this before, they too will know that I enjoy serving my husband. And that is another way that I submit to him. And not only, you heard him spoke about earlier that I would cook for him, sure, you know, he's good when he's going to work, you know, when he comes home, make sure that he's well taken care of as well. These things I enjoy doing. And I believe the reason why it's so easy for me to do is because of my husband. He makes it easy for me to do because he ensures that, you know, he tells me, babe, I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much. You know, he lets me know that he sees what I'm doing, you know, and that in itself encourages me to, you know, continue to serve him in whichever way that I can, you know, making sure that he's good. He has nothing to worry about because he is good. Another thing is that I affirm him. So when my husband does something good, I let him know, babe, you did this good. This was good. Thank you. You know, I don't just keep it inside, but I let him know how much I appreciate him. I let him know how much I love him. Not only that I say it, but I also show it, you know, in my actions. So, you know, these are just the three ways, just to cut short, that I submit to my husband. So I respect him, I serve him, and I also affirm him.
I follow you. Very three powerful points that you shared with us. And I'm just thinking, Janicia, still in the same vein, what would you say has really been the ways that Donnell has demonstrated that he loves you as Christ loves the church?
When we hear of Christ loving the church, we know that Christ loved the church so much that he died for the church. Now, my husband is good. He is alive and well. So, you know, it hasn't gotten to that point as yet. But, you know, just looking at the sacrificial aspect, my husband, he goes over and beyond for me. And that in itself shows me that he loves me, and he loves me the way that, you know, God wants him to love me. And I appreciate that so much. When I tell you my husband goes the extra mile, he really goes the extra mile to ensure that I'm good, to ensure that I'm happy. And yeah, like, yes, I really appreciate that.
You know, as I hear you say that, Janicia, I know without a doubt that is true, because the passion that you said it with, that definitely demonstrates that he does an amazing job as a husband demonstrating that to you. And really appreciate that as this goes out to on the airwaves to persons listening to the show here. Donnell, what are your thoughts on, you know, a wife must submit to a husband, and a husband is to love his wife as Christ loves the church, as we spoke about a while ago? And in what ways would you say Janicia has submitted to you as your wife, and how you have shown to her your love as Christ loves the church? Let's hear from you, Donnell.
Well, I would basically, I don't want to repeat everything that she just said, but I would say that I endorse everything that she just said. And I appreciate the fact that one of the things when it comes to her respecting me is that I may have done something that was not right, and she would wait until we are in our own private space to let me know that, hey, I don't think that you've done this right. And not only that, but I always tell her it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. And saying knowing the fact that, hey, we are married, we are two adults, it's very important that when we are communicating with our spouse, that we don't come across as though we are speaking to maybe your child or, you know, somebody that is not your age. So you want to make sure that so long as you are communicating with your spouse, that it's done in a respectful manner. And she respects me enough that when she's communicating with me, knowing that, hey, I am her husband and she's my wife, she would be mindful as to how she bring things across to me. And then also all that she just mentioned about submitting in terms of being respectful in terms of the decisions that I make in the marriage, and respecting those decisions is one means or one way of being submissive. I may not make all of the right decisions in the marriage, but she would trust me enough to say, hey, you know, I'm going to submit. We already discussed the issue, the matter, and whatever I decide on the matter, she will go along with. And if things are not working out the way that I probably would have decided that it would go, then we would have another discussion, and then I would decide this is where we would go from now on. So that is one way of her being submissive. When it comes to me loving her, she knows that I would do, I will give her my last dollar if I have it, and I stay without it. When it comes to sacrifice and what, I mean, the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ dying for his bride, which is the church, and the sacrificial love that he gave to the church, the Lord Jesus Christ is admonishing husbands to love your wife as Christ loved the church. And he gave himself for the church. He died for the church. I mean, I've never been in place in a position where I would maybe have to push my wife out of the way and jump in from that situation and to save her. But if push comes to shove to that point, and that is what I have to do to protect my wife, then that is what I have to do.
Amen.
And this is basically what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, that as a husband, you should love your wife as Christ loved the church, and he gave that example for us to follow. And I am trying to do my best in showing my sacrificial love towards my wife.
Wow, this is powerful. I could stay here with both of you for another 15 years, but you know that's not possible because of course the show has to come to an end and I have to go home to my lovely wife too. So, but this is just amazing. I am just loving this as we're, you know, having this conversation with each other. And you know, for the fact as a young couple, this is beautiful. I know, Donnell, you mentioned in the beginning you're 30 years old, and I believe, Janicia, you're in your late 20s, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So here you go, two wonderful young people together married for 4 years. Now, both of you as a young couple, speaking about that, you know, experienced something unprecedented the time that we're in. You experienced the lockdown during the months of April and May due to COVID-19. What was actually that experience like for both of you as a couple, and moreover, you know, being 24/7 around each other, husband and wife, where normally during normal circumstances you would go out to work, come back, you miss each other for the day, but being with each other during the lockdown, how did you cope, and what were some of the activities that you were engaged in to keep your marriage going during the lockdown caused by COVID-19? Who would like to start first?
Wow. I may sound crazy, but my husband will speak for himself. But for me, I had a great time during that lockdown, an awesome time. The reason being, usually my husband and I, we would leave home, say before 7 o'clock, to be able to get to work on time. And by the time we get back home, it's about 8 o'clock in the night, and we're tired. We're tired when we get home. So a lot of the things that we would love to do together, we don't get as much opportunities to do so because of our crazy schedule. However, during the lockdown, I know for a lot of persons, and you know, for St. Martin on a whole, COVID had a lot of disadvantages. But my husband and I, we decided, you know, despite the disadvantages, let's just try to change our perspective and to pull out the positive that we can get, you know, during this experience or during this pandemic that we're experiencing during this lockdown. Let's just try to pull the positive out of it. And so we decided to do that, and we made the best out of it. And so, you know, we were able to enjoy, you know, the lockdown period. We were able to do things that, you know, we never got an opportunity to do, you know, like cooking, baking. These are some of the things that we did together. We also did our little, you know, date nights, despite the fact that we could not leave or go on the road. We improvised and we did what we had to do to keep things going. And so, you know, during that time, like I said, some persons may say that I'm crazy, but I enjoyed every second of that time spent with my husband. We watched movies, you know, usually we would start to watch a movie and we would both fall asleep during the movie. But during that time, we got opportunities to watch several movies together, you know, while we eat popcorn or while we eat some of the things that we baked. And we also played games together, and even not only with us, but with some other couples as well. My best friend and her husband, we played things like Ludo. You know, we kept it going. We kept it fun. So there were times that we went to bed 4 a.m. and we would wake up in the afternoon time, and we just continue again. So it became a routine for us, and we just enjoyed it, to be honest. We did a lot, and it was a good time.
Wow. I hear you definitely. And I know that, you know, being connected to both of you, some of the beautiful posting that you did on Facebook, I was saying to myself, well, Janicia, you might as well start your own restaurant or bakery, because Donil really, I'm sure he had some really great dinners and desserts and you name it. Donil, talk to us there. How was that experience for you during the lockdown as Janicia's husband and together as a couple?
Well, being in quarantine or in lockdown for 2 months, maybe one may say that, wow, being home, not being able to go anywhere for 2 months, I'm going to go crazy. But I as she said, we calibrated our minds and we looked at it in a different perspective, and we gathered the positives from it and received it as a blessing. Like she said, that with our busy schedules in the past, but since then we have revamped the way how we do things in our lives to try and make things a lot better. And but being on the quarantine for 2 months, as she said, we were able to be creative in those 2 months and just do different things together. And it was a really blessing for us to be able to do these things. And what an experience it was. I mean, even for those 2 months, you would think that we would have gotten, you know, fed up with each other and say like, hey, I need a break, I need some space. But honestly, that never happened. And I don't think we even had any sort of disagreements.
No, we didn't.
Disputes during that lockdown period. Everything was smooth in terms of being in the lockdown for 2 months. So it definitely came across as a blessing to us, because we really needed that refreshed experience.
Mm-hmm. Revival.
That revival being the fact that we constantly would be going, work, home, church, work, home, church, and you know, the lockdown really have given us that chance to have that sabbatical, so to speak.
Wow, this is really, really amazing. And I'm so happy that I asked you that question, because of course various couples have their experiences, you know, their challenges, and even during the lockdown some persons may have had really a challenging time together. But it's always good to also look on the other side of the coin at the positive experiences that can really encourage marriages to flourish and even be more powerful. As we're coming on to the end of this amazing time with both of you, I just want to get these three last questions in, and I know that you're going to do a great job on answering these questions so that we get these locked in before the end of the program. And that is, as a young couple, you were featured in the month of July, and of course July was your anniversary month for 4 years married. You were featured in the 2020 Love and Inspiration Calendar, which is a product that, you know, has been designed and produced by myself here, Love and Inspiration, Mr. Love and Inspiration. And I want to thank once again for those who came on board Bel Air Beach Hotel that sponsored the calendar. Miss Evans, thank you so much. And also wanting to thank Mr. Gordon Winfield, who is the CEO of Copyrights Printing, that designed the beautiful Love and Inspiration calendar. So can you share with us, what was that experience like being featured in such a beautiful calendar, sharing your unique inspirational quote with the world, and being part of the Love and Inspiration global movement, and being featured in the month of July? What was that like for you?
It was a great, great honor. It was a great experience. And we want to thank you so much, Roy, for giving us that opportunity to be able to be featured in your 2020 calendar. And so we're looking forward to, you know, being featured for years to come. But I must say, it was indeed a great opportunity, a great pleasure being a part of it. And it caught us by surprise. We were not expecting it at all. But when you came to us and you asked, I mean, it was hard to say no. So we want to thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. And Donil, let's hear from you. What was that experience like being on the 2020 Love and Inspiration calendar?
Well, basically, as my wife just mentioned, that we've never been featured in such a calendar or in something like this before. So it came across as a surprise to me, a shock to me. Like, wow, someone wants to feature us on a calendar. And we are so grateful for the fact that you have selected us as candidates to be in your 2020 calendar.
You're more than welcome. And we give God thanks for that opportunity. And you never even knew that you would have been featured in your anniversary month. Look at that. So I'm pretty sure during July, looking at the calendar, looking at yourselves, beautiful photo of both of you, and saying, hey, in our anniversary month. Wasn't that fantastic?
Yes, it was.
Fantastic. I love it. And as we come to the end here, Janicia, just because I think it's important for persons to know, because you really, really show a lot about love and really showing the power of marriage. You do have some beautiful products, you know, I've seen for sale that really supports marriage and love. Can you share with the listeners where are they able to see those wonderful products of yours, Janicia?
Yes, on Facebook at Joe's Fashion and Accessories. That's where we are for now. And we're looking at being and growing even more in the future. What? So to share a little on that, Roy, mm-hmm. I can remember for some years now, my best friend, Denicia, she has always trusted me to dress her, you know, for whatever occasion. She always pops up and says to me, I need something for this, I need something for that. And it was always an honor to dress her up. It was always something fun to do. And because of that, I decided, you know, because I have such a love for fashion, I decided to go ahead and to allow it to bring in, you know, an income, bring in some sort of finance. And so I would like to thank Denicia for that opportunity. But that has grown, not only, you know, it has grown from me just assisting Denicia to me now assisting brides, you know, with their wedding, you know, and just helping them to find, you know, the most economical way to go about a wedding and, you know, getting what you want, but on a budget. And so, you know, that's what we do. We assist brides, you know, we assist you with whatever special occasion that you may have. We assist you with that. We get your outfits for you. We dress you up. We style you. And yeah, it's fun. So it doesn't even seem like work to me because it's something that I really love and I enjoy doing. And thank God that my husband, you know, supports me 100% where that is concerned.
That is amazing. And once again, where can persons, Denicia, see your products? Can you mention a name once again, please, for the listeners?
It's Johs, J-O-H-S, Fashion and Accessories.
Fantastic. Definitely, ladies and gentlemen, you have to check that out. It's really worth it. And you know, as you mentioned the word Denicia is also one of the couples, is the wife of Elric, who is featured also too on the 2020 Love and Inspiration calendar, and they're in the month of September. So look at that, a small world, isn't it?
Very.
Amazing. There are a lot of persons who are sending in messages right now for both of you to know, and one of them is from a committed listener who's stating that today's show, having this conversation with both of you, is amazing, phenomenal, and really, really stating that you are both sharing so much love and compassion with the listeners out there, and really do hope that when you're in your 90s, that you continue to share and experience that love towards each other in your 90s. And you're in your 20s, and Donil is in his beginning 30s, so you know there's a lot of years yet to go, right, to your 90s, correct?
Yes, a lot of years.
Well, as we are to the end of this amazing time with both of you, any final powerful words that you would like to leave with young couples and seasoned married couples to keep the flame burning, and any short advice you want to give to persons thinking about getting married as we end Love and Inspiration with both of you today?
Okay, you want me to go? Okay, so one thing I would say to those listening, those of you who are married, stay married. Work it out, stay married, and go with this, that divorce is not an option. So when you're going through your struggles, when you're faced with difficult and challenging times in your marriage, just take it to God and allow Him to work things out for you. And just keep divorce far as possible from your mind, because it is not an option. You have gotten into that. God has ordained it. You don't want to disappoint God. So just stick with it and try to make it work. I would also say to those that are, you know, planning on getting married, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing as long as your foundation is right. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Just to have someone that you can come home to, someone that would lend you a shoulder to cry on, someone that you can just pour out your heart to, when you're going through your own personal struggles, you know, it's a good feeling. So marriage, is indeed a beautiful thing.
Thank you so much, Janicia. And over to you, Daniil. Your final thoughts, please, to the listeners.
I endorse everything that my wife just said. I don't think there is nothing much more that I can say. But thank you very much for having us on your show.
Yes, thank you so much, Rai.
You're more than welcome. And I really want to pronounce a blessing upon your marriage, that the good Lord may continue to bless your marriage for many more years to come, that you continue to grow and from strength to strength, that you draw closer to Him, and that you will continue to really express, demonstrate that love to each other, even in your 90s, as one of the listeners so rightfully stated. So it's been a pleasure having you both on the show, and God bless you, because you've demonstrated today how beautiful marriage can be.
Thank you, Rai, and God bless you too.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for being on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, there you had it, Janicia and also Daniil Francis on Love and Inspiration, a beautiful couple, a young couple married now 4 years, and you heard all about how they've expressed their love to each other, how Daniil as a husband shows his love to his wife as Christ loves the church, and also you've heard from Janicia as a wife how she submits to her husband. You heard how they experienced the lockdown and much more, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to have them back on Love and Inspiration again to share some more insights on marriage to help you out there to have a stronger marriage. And I want to thank them once again for being featured on the 2020 Love and Inspiration calendar, that they did not hesitate to say yes.
So rumor has it that there's a happening leadership conference taking place on the beautiful island of Saint Martin on October the 9th and 10th. And I've been to your beautiful island, and it is definitely a go-to destination. My name is Sheba Forbes, and I am so excited to be a part of this amazing event on your island. I'm ready to move forward to a more exciting new chapter in my life. How about you? Join me on October 10th as we focus on how you can positively disrupt your status quo. It's easier than you realize, and you are in complete control. That's right, you. See, who you are matters, but it's possible that you've never actually considered your power or your potential. And that's just crazy, right? So you already have everything you need to live the life you want. And now it's time to turn up the volume on your brilliant, excellent personality, because you were designed to thrive, not just survive. So join us at the upcoming Victorious Living Conference and understand the invisible influence of your personality, your values, and your dreams. It's time to live the life you deserve. Look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.